Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Marie. Happy Saturday, everyone.
Hi, friends. I'm Peter. We talked about some fun things this week.
Yes, we did. We can start today by looking at the lessons from this week.
This is a helpful way to review everything we learned. So let's watch them together.
Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Taylor.
What are you reading?
I'm reading a cookbook.
Why?
I'm going on Chef Oscar's cooking show next week.
Really? I love Chef Oscar.
But I have a problem.
What's that?
I can't cook.
Don't worry. I can help you.
What's my first lesson?
Let's learn some kitchen vocabulary.
Okay, I know one. This is a pot.
No, that is a pan.
What's the difference?
Pans are thin and they have long handles. Pots are big and they can hold soup.
Oh, really? I have a lot to learn.
Hi, Ben. Let's bake some cookies.
Okay. Thank you for teaching me.
You're welcome. Okay, do you have your apron?
Yes, it's right here.
Put it on and let's start.
What do we do first?
First, we read the recipe.
Okay.
Then we prepare everything.
Okay, we have all the ingredients for our cookies.
Now we mix everything together to make dough.
I can mix it with this spoon.
Yes, mix everything until it's smooth.
Okay.
Now take a little dough and make it into a ball. Then put it on the pan.
Like this?
Yes. When you're done, put the cookies into the oven. What are you eating, Alex?
Cookies. Ben and Linda made them.
Oh, really? Can I try one?
Sure.
They're very yummy.
I agree. Ben can bake and cook now.
I know. He can use the stove and the oven now.
Right. He doesn't just use the microwave anymore. You and Linda helped him a lot.
Ben is a great student. He listens well and follows directions.
Ben is ready for Chef Oscar's show now.
Yes, he will be fine.
These cookies are good. Maybe he can make another kind.
Or maybe he can make another kind of dessert.
Yeah, maybe he can make a cake. I like cake.
Why don't we go and ask him? Hi, Rob. What song is this?
Hi, Susie. This is my favorite jazz piece.
What is it called?
It's called Take Five. I love this piece.
Why do you like it so much?
I like the piano part. And the saxophone player is amazing.
Can I listen to it?
Sure.
That is a great piece. The saxophone is really good.
I know.
What else is on your playlist?
Which one? I have a lot of playlists. I'm listening to my jazz playlist now.
Are there any songs on it?
Music with words?
Yes.
Sure. Listen to this song. It's called What a Wonderful World.
What other playlists do you have?
I have Chinese pop. I also have classical music. I like all kinds of music. What kind of music do you like?
I like ukulele music.
That's right. You play the ukulele.
I do. But I don't play and sing.
Why not?
Because I can't sing.
Hi, Susie. Nice ukulele.
Thanks, Ben. I'm teaching myself a new song. Do you play an instrument?
Yes, I play the guitar. I sing and write my own songs, too.
That's great.
I have a lot of fun.
What kind of music do you like?
I like all kinds of music. I listen to all kinds.
So do I.
What are you humming, Linda?
Oh, just a song. I heard it on the radio. Now it's stuck in my head.
That happens to me, too.
When songs get stuck in my head, I try to play them on my violin.
Is that easy?
Sometimes. I like to play by ear.
So do I, but I'm not very good at it.
Hi, Ben! Ben!
Hi, Taylor.
What are you listening to?
I'm listening to One Direction's latest album. I like the drums in this song.
One Direction is okay, but I like Adele better.
She's good. I went to one of her concerts last year. I go to concerts as often as I can.
I go to concerts as often as I can.
Oh, hello there. I wasn't expecting to see a camera. Well, anyway, hello, friends. Do you recognize me? Yes, that's right. This is Rebecca with eReport. However, I don't have as much makeup on as I usually do. Well, you know, we're getting ready to film SC in about an hour, and I have to go get my makeup on for that. And so today, we're going to learn how to put on makeup for filming. As a matter of fact, anybody who is on TV must wear a lot of makeup. Why? Well, the makeup helps us look good under the bright lights. So all the teachers here at Studio Classroom must also wear makeup, even the guys. So, are you ready to learn how to put on makeup? That is, makeup for filming? Then, let's go. Follow me. Oh, hi, hi. Oh, hello, hello, hello. They're recording. We have to be very quiet. Come on, let's go.
Many people, both men and women, wear makeup every day. They use makeup to improve or change their looks. There are many different types of makeup people buy and use. There is makeup for your face, eyes, cheeks, and for your lips. It isn't very hard to learn how to put on makeup. But applying makeup well takes practice. That's why many TV studios hire professional makeup artists to help their actors do their makeup and their hair.
The first step to putting on makeup is to make sure your skin is clean. You don't want to put makeup on a dirty face. So the first thing I do before putting on makeup is wash my face. Once my face is clean, I sit down in the makeup chair, and Alan can get to work doing my makeup. Alan is the makeup artist here at Studio Classroom. He does the makeup for all the teachers and actors. You know what? I just found out that I have to take pictures before we start teaching, so I'm going to meet Alan at our other studio, and he's going to do my makeup there. So let's go meet Alan. Come on. Oh, hey, Shawnee. Nice to see you. Hi. Okay, the studio is over here, and we get to meet Alan, the makeup artist. Let's go inside now. Hey, Alan. Nice to see you. I'm so excited to get my makeup done. It's always fun, right before filming. First thing Alan must do before putting makeup all over my face is he must put moisturizer on my face. Moisturizer helps to keep my face from getting dry, and it is also very good for my skin. Okay, Alan, let's do this. Alan.
After moisturizer, it's time to put on foundation. It is important to use a foundation that is close to the color of your skin. If the foundation on your face is too dark or too light, it looks like you're wearing a mask. There are different ways to apply foundation. Some people use brushes, others use sponges, and others just use their fingers. The foundation helps to make skin look smooth and even. It also covers up any skin problems that you might have. Next, Alan will use some powder to help the foundation stay on. Once the foundation is on my face, it is time to put on my eye makeup. Eye makeup helps to make my eyes look bigger and brighter.
Okay, friends, I have moisturizer on my face and some foundation and some powder. I must look much different, a lot different than before. And now it's time for the most important part, my eyes. Alan!
There are three main types of eye makeup. First is eyeshadow. Eyeshadow is a colored powder that adds color to my eyes. Second is eyeliner. You can use eyeliner to draw a line around your eye. This makes them look bigger.
Gabe, what are you doing? No, you are not putting eyeliner on my eyes. Yes, go away. Alan!
Finally, you can use mascara. Use mascara on your eyelashes to make them longer and darker. This also helps to make my eyes look wider. Once the eye makeup is done, you can color and shape your eyebrows with eyebrow pencil. Once my eyes and eyebrows are finished, Alan will use some blush to give more color to my cheeks.
The last step is the lipstick. Lipstick gives color to my lips. A good rule to follow is if you use a lot of color on your eyes, then you want to choose less bright lipstick for your lips.
If you have more natural eyes, then you can use a brighter lipstick. once my makeup is done, it's time to fix my hair. Alan is an amazing hair and makeup artist.
Well, friends, now you can see the difference between when I don't have makeup on and when I do have makeup on. I am definitely ready for my photo shoot now. What do you think? Yes, I know. Alan does a great job with my makeup. Actually, he does a great job every single time with my makeup and my hair. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you next time on The Report. Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the show.
Yeah, it's a great way to review, and will also help you answer them here on the show, too. But you should try to answer them at home, okay? All right, Marie, what's my first question?
All right, question number one. Why is Ben worried, and what is he reading?
Ben is worried. Oh, yeah, I remember. He is going on Chef Oscar's cooking show. That's exciting, but
he
can't cook. He's reading a cookbook. Don't worry, Ben. His friends at the office help him out.
That's right. Good job, Peter. All right. Well, we also talked about some kitchen vocabulary. Peter, can you give me one kitchen vocabulary?
Okay. Well, a pot. We cook things like noodles in pots.
That's right. And refrigerator. We keep things in the refrigerator so that food stays cold.
Wow, well, we learned a lot, but right now we're out of time. We need to take a short break. We'll see you after this.
Peter, I have another question for you. When do you listen to music?
That's a good question. I listen to music when I want to relax. Sometimes I'll listen to it in my living room or at a cafe.
Yeah, music can be very relaxing. All right, friends, now it's time to look at our features one more time.
Say, Mama. Papa?
Papa?
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. And this is my daughter, Sonia. Sonia and I are looking at some family photos. The family photos are pictures of me, my wife, Sonia, my brother, my mother and father, and my wife's parents and siblings. There are many people who love Sonia. I want her to know who they are. What about you? Do you know all of your relatives?
Some people have big families. Others have small families. It's not always easy to know what to call these family members, especially in another language. You all know your parents are your father and mother. Your siblings are your brothers and your sisters. If you have children, they are your sons and daughters. But what do you call your parents' parents? Your parents are your grandparents. Both your mother's parents and your father's parents are called grandparents. There aren't different names for each. Your parents' siblings are your uncles and aunts. What about your children's children? Your children's children are your grandchildren. A boy grandchild is your grandson. A girl grandchild is your granddaughter. Your siblings might have children too. They are your nieces and nephews. Who are the people in your family? Do you have a big family or small family? try to tell someone about your family in English.
Families are important. Families love one another and help one another. I'm thankful for my family. They're very special to me. And I'm thankful that Sonia can grow up and spend time with these people as well. It is a very big blessing. Well, friends, please say hi to your family for me. I'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about music. Please help me welcome Mr. Mozart to our show. Mo!
Good to see you, Ron.
It is good to see you, too. Now, Mo, you're a musician, right?
That's right. I play the piano. Oh, and the guitar. And the flute. And, of course, the drums.
Oh, and the ukulele.
That, too.
Well, that's amazing. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. We have a question today from Matt Francisco of Manila, Philippines. Can you help us answer it?
Of course.
Great. Matt writes, my brother is a musician. He can't read music, but he can listen to a song and then play it. Is there an English term for this?
Oh, yes. There are many musicians who can't read music, but they are still great musicians.
So what do you call it when a person plays music without reading music?
When a person can play music without reading music, that person plays by ear.
Play by ear. That is an idiom, right?
Yes, it is an idiom. Play by ear means they can hear a song, and then they can play based on what they hear.
Wow, that's really interesting.
That's right. Good musicians can read music and also play by ear.
Can you play by ear, Mo?
Of course.
I play some instruments, but I'm not good at playing by ear.
That's okay. You can practice.
Okay, I will. Well, thank you for answering our question, Mo. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. Lou's features are always so fun to watch. There are so many great ways to practice our English.
That's right. We learn so much and have so much fun. We'll see you again on Monday for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.